Okay, we're good.
Good morning. Before we begin, I'm going to explain the procedure we'll be following for this hearing. These hearings are civil administrative proceedings held under the authority of the Connecticut General Statutes. The board's responsibility is to hear the facts of each case and decide whether those facts justify the decision denying or revoking a permit. The decision made by the issuing authority was likely supported by facts known at the time of the decision. But additional facts and circumstances may become evident during the hearing that convince the board that it would be fair and just to change the original decision in order that the permit be issued or reinstated. However, if no additional persuasive evidence becomes evident during the hearing, the board will confirm the decision of the issuing authority. Based on Connecticut General Statute 54-142A, the board cannot consider hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records. Only direct evidence obtained during an investigation may be considered in those circumstances. If an applicant has certain felony or other specific convictions on his or her record for which no pardon has been received, or has certain pending felony charges, the board has no legal authority to grant an appeal. According to statute, these hearings will be conducted informally, but in a way that guarantees fundamental fairness, including the right of cross-examination of the other side's witnesses. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and the laws of perjury apply to all testimony. The board takes perjury seriously and will refer cases of perjury to the appropriate authority for prosecution. The Freedom of Information Act applies to these public hearings, so the information and documents produced here as evidence may not be excluded from the public. At the start of each hearing, each party may make a very brief opening statement of just a few sentences summarizing its case. The issuing authority goes first and presents its case and calls witnesses who may be cross-examined by the other party. The appellant will then present its case and also call witnesses who may be cross-examined. The board may ask its own questions and may request testimony from additional witnesses as necessary. After the conclusion of all testimony, each party may make a brief closing statement. The decision of the board is by majority vote of those present and voting. The burden of proof is on the issuing authority and is by a preponderance of evidence. Tie votes go to the appellant. The board's decision will be announced today, and notice of the decision will be mailed to both parties within 20 days. It is the board's intent and obligation to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants. To achieve that, appellants will not be referred to by name or address and will be referred to as appellant. We ask that everyone here follow the same practice and do not use the names of any appellants. Roll call of board members. Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Attorney Cinetti.
Here.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Attorney Evangelisti.
Here.
The chair is here. Not present is Chief Rosenzweig. We will call the roll call of appellants will be by case number. So if you don't know your case number, please come forward and get it. 250337. Is the issuing authority here?
East Hartford's here.
East Hartford's here.
And the appellant is also here.
The appellant is here.
25-037-D.
Okay,
we're just taking attendance.
We're just taking attendance at this point. 25091.
State is here.
25111.
State is here.
The appellant has not arrived.
25109.
The state is here.
The appellant is also here.
25088.
The state is here.
The appellant emailed me this morning the address where to come, and
he's not here yet.
He's not here.
Okay. 26094.
Tony Benfield is here.
Thank you. Appellant here?
Here.
Thank you. 25024. Is the appellant here?
The appellant did not show up yet.
25029.
Here.
Thank you. Everyone who is going to speak today needs to be sworn in. So if you will be speaking, please stand and be sworn in at this time. Everyone who will be speaking. Do you solemnly swear the testimony you'll give this day will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, subject to charges of perjury, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you.
I do.